We started the wake about more than 2 years ago, I think. And since we toured a lot lately, we wrote it in the bus and backstage, and some of it in Montreal when we were home. And from the very start, Snake wanted to tell a long story about the future of this planet. And so immediately Chewie thought about writing like cinematographic album. It turned out to be a lot of work, and we put many, many layers of music. Chewie was, is I think, Chewie's masterpiece, and he worked really hard on it. We started recording when we came back from touring last fall, and we finished it in the spring. And it was a lot of work, and Snake thought about like some kind of underwater catastrophe triggered by a ray from space. Mm-hmm. And some revelation that changes politics, religion, and everything is upside down. Then there's some sort of awakening, and in the end it's very intergalactic. And so he tried to touch all the subjects that were Voivodian in a way into one album. So the album, the music, the lyrics, and the visuals are all connected because we did everything together for 2 years. Since the very first album, we talked about the same subjects in a way because it's a recurring nightmare on this planet. And we used to talk about Chernobyl, and then all of a sudden we talk about Fukushima. We talked about the ozone layer, and all of a sudden it's global warming, and so on and so on. So through sci-fi folktales, we try to express our fear about the condition of this planet. And of course, and everybody know it's not getting any better. And we grew up in the Cold War era with a lot of nuclear menace, and it also came back in the headlines lately, the nuclear situation. We still talk about that stuff, and it's mainly songs about the destruction of this planet. In a way, now we are in a Cold War era more than ever, and it's really who's gonna have the best high-tech weaponry, and who's gonna have the most missiles, and mm-hmm. we still have to deal with that. So in a way, the Cold War never really stopped, and now it's colder than ever. We had an amazing time last year. We were like really excited to come back again, and tonight was super amazing again. So for sure we're gonna come back, and it's cool because all the Eastern countries have a connection with the Voivod, because they all have Voivods either in their political system or mm-hmm. army, or so people, they really know how to yell Voivod.